Croydonus presents
Tales of Croydonia,
brought to you by the Open Tavern, Croydon.
Croydon's Cupid by Charlotte Ann Leonard. Tom sat staring at the computer screen, willing himself to press send. His palms were sweating and his head felt all over the place. He would never normally do this, but he'd gone from seeing her nearly every day to nothing. Without seeing her smile in the morning, he just didn't really feel ready to face the world. The world mostly involving his job working on the IT help desk at a nondescript insurance company whilst desperately trying to save money to move out of his parents' house. It wasn't the world Tom expected for himself at the age of 29, but seeing her every day had somehow made it seem all right. Now she disappeared from his life and he had to take drastic measures to get her back. To the pretty blonde in the red coat who gets the 8:16 from East Croydon to Victoria each morning. I don't know where you've been for the last few weeks, but my mornings aren't the same without seeing your smile. You're always reading, but could I convince you to take your head out of the books and come for a drink with me? I'm the guy who pretends to be staring broodingly out of the window, but really I'm not the brooding type. I'm just trying to pluck up the courage to speak to you. Tom, Croydon. Send. There, he'd done it. He felt a bit sick, to be honest. Is this really what his life had come to? Writing posts to girls he'd never actually spoken to through the metro? He shook his head. Well, if nothing else, if it was printed, it would mean he was a published writer, and that had always been a dream of his. He'd never been published before. Unless you count that time his primary school published a book of student poems when he was 9. I think I love you. Please can we go on a canoe? He'd always been the romantic type, had Tom. Right, he thought. Time to go down to the pub and listen to whatever relationship dramas Jamie has got going on today. He was always the listener, not the talker, but that would be okay tonight. He would just need to nod and agree at the right times and buy the occasional pint, but at least it would mean he'd be free to daydream in his head that the girl in the red coat was going to read his post, get in touch, go for a drink with him, fall in love with him, ride off into the sunset with him. I mean, that's how it worked, right? Tara had been at her new job 3 weeks now, and she was enjoying it. She was a marketing assistant at a well-known children's charity. It was strange being the new person again, but that was okay. It was worth it, because for the first time in a long time, she felt like her life had direction. The past few years, she'd been at an admin job she hated whilst feeling like her marketing degree was slowly going to waste. Her favourite part of the day had been the train journey to and from work, when she could escape from the world with a good book. Well, that was one of the reasons. The other was the cute guy who used to go bright red every time she glanced up from her book and caught him looking at her. She could tell he was trying to look intense and moody as he looked out the train window, but something told her he wasn't really the intense, moody type. It might have been the Batman tie he often wore, but she wasn't sure. She sighed, thinking she probably should have spoken to him before she started getting a different train to work every day. It could have been the start of something beautiful. Oh, pull yourself together, Tara, she told herself, grabbing her jacket. Time to hit up Pizza Express for dinner with Louise. Louise, who always had unbelievable, crazy things happening to her. How one girl could have such a dramatic life, Tara didn't know. But hey, at least she could eat pizza and drink wine as she listened, and possibly let her mind wander to the train guy, imagining what could have been if she'd only said hello to him. It was a week later, and Tom woke up feeling a little fuzzy. He'd been out for a pint with Jamie, and it had turned into about 10 pints. He'd had to go. Jamie had just broken up with his girlfriend, and this time it was definitely over. I mean, it had definitely been over about 6 times before, but a friend in need and all that. He looked at his clock. Oh, crap. He'd slept through his alarm. Tom jumped out of bed, showered, dressed, and got to East Croydon Station with 1 minute to spare. There was a seat. There was actually a seat. This was probably one of the most exciting things that had happened in his life over the past few weeks, and he sank into it gratefully. As he did so, he realised he was actually sitting on a metro. Tom had nearly forgotten about the advert he'd sent in. No, he hadn't. He had been skipping straight to the Commuter Cupid page every morning since he'd sent it, but he told himself he'd nearly forgot about it. It made him feel a little bit cooler. Anyway, as was now his habit, Tom skipped straight to the page. Page 43, for anyone interested. There it was. Amongst the declarations of love, lust, and all that's in between was his very own post. His first thought was that he'd finally made it. He was famous. His very own words were there, printed for the whole world to see. As that thought sunk in, his heart started beating a little faster, and he realised his hands were shaking. He looked around at the other commuters. Did anyone know he was Tom from the ad? The Tom that had never had the guts to speak to the pretty girl he saw every day, but had for some reason thought it was a good idea to ask her out through one of Britain's most read newspapers? Tom sank lower in his chair. He hadn't made it. He wasn't famous. And if he was famous, it would probably only be because he was one of Britain's most desperate men. I mean, seriously, who did this? Tara yawned as she sat down on the 7:50 train to London Bridge. She and Louise had been out until about 1 a.m. Louise had been regaling her with stories about her life, and the hours seemed to have just flown by. Probably the 3 bottles of wine they'd shared had helped with that as well. She went to get her book out of her bag in the hope that she could distract herself from how horrendous she was feeling, and her heart sank. Her book was still sat on her bedside table. She'd thought it was a good idea to read when she got in last night. It wasn't. For a starter, she couldn't tell you a single thing that had happened in any of the pages she'd read. Tara looked down and realised she was half sitting on a metro. Oh well, might as well see what's been going on in the world. However, her brain wasn't working quite as quickly as it normally did. Whenever she'd read the metro before, she'd read the whole paper, cover to cover, by the time she'd reached her destination. However, this time, she had just reached page 43, Commuter Cupid, when she heard the announcement. We are now approaching London Bridge. Please ensure you take all your belongings with you and mind the gap between the train and the platform. She sighed and put the paper down, readying herself for her day. 2 weeks went past, and Tom hardly ever checked his email to see if the girl in the red coat had been in touch via the metro. He really wasn't that bothered at all. He probably only checked about 12 times a day after all, but no response. He tried not to be disappointed. She probably hadn't read it anyway. And if she had read it, she might not have known it was about her. And if she had read it and knew it was about her and didn't respond, well, that meant she was probably a bit of a cow, wasn't she? A couple more weeks went by and Tara felt more and more settled in her job. She was really loving it. The only downside was her commute wasn't nearly as fun without seeing the cute guy in the Batman tie. She missed looking up from her book to see him quickly turn and look out the window as if he hadn't been looking at her at all. Since she'd forgotten her book a few weeks ago and read the Metro, she'd actually got into the habit of reading it most mornings. She loved reading the Cupid Commuter page especially, smiling to herself at the messages. She wondered if anyone actually sent them in or if they were all just made up. Well, she thought, I could test it out and send in a message for train guy. She shook her head. Nah, that would just be silly. It was a year later and Tom was down the Oval pub with Jamie celebrating the fact that he had just put a deposit down on his flat. He was officially a homeowner and would no longer be living with his parents at the age of 30. He still felt there was something missing in his life, but things were looking up. Now, if he could just find a nice girl, things would be perfect. Find a nice girl? Jeez, he sounded like his mother, Tom thought as he finished his second pint. Anyway, nice girls weren't that easy to find, he thought, as for some reason he remembered the girl in the red coat. Every so often she popped up in his thoughts, her smile as she occasionally looked up from her book. That smile had brightened Tom's morning for over a year, but no, he had tried and failed to find her. Anyway, she was probably horrible and mean and pretentious and high maintenance, Tom told himself for the millionth time as he went out to the beer garden to have a quick fag. As he walked out, a girl walked past him. A girl he felt like he recognised. He stopped and turned back, not really knowing why. Life was good for Tara. She'd been at her new job just over a year and she had got herself a promotion. She was down the Oval pub celebrating, And as she sat in the beer garden finishing her second glass of wine, she thought about how happy she was, but also how there still seemed to be something missing. Her mum kept asking her when she was going to settle down and find herself a nice young man, but it didn't seem that easy. She had tried, but hadn't met anyone that made her smile. Well, she thought, there had been that train guy. She thought about how sheepish he used to look when she looked up from her book and caught him looking at her. That had made her smile. Right, better go in and find Louise. She'd been at the bar ages and probably needed rescuing. As she walked in, a guy walked past her. A guy she felt like she recognised. She stopped and turned back, not really knowing why.